Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Today, our hope is that this would encourage you and maybe get you thinking about this idea of taking steps towards generosity. Jesus had this amazing phrase that most of us know. He said, "It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive." Now, I'll be honest, there's been seasons in my life that I thought that was backwards. In fact, I think the world tries to program us to think it's more blessed to receive than it is to give. But for Jesus, when he thinks about this idea of generosity, it's not just about money, though money's involved. It's more about our hearts, and it's more about the kind of people that we're becoming. Now, we don't need research to verify what Jesus says, but in case you're a little bit of a skeptic, here's what the book, The Paradox of Generosity, says about generous people. It says they're happier and healthier. It says they live longer. They have lower levels of depression and anxiety. They're more interested in personal growth, and they have better long-term relationships. And they go on to say this in the book, "People rightly say that money cannot buy happiness, but money and happiness are still related in a curious way. Happiness can be the result of spending money, more money, not on oneself, but rather giving money away to others." And so today I want to start part one of a two-parter as we think about taking steps towards generosity and embracing what Jesus had to say. And the first sort of takeaway from this, the first step for us, is to develop a mindset of generosity. What we find is that people typically have one of two mindsets. They either have a scarcity mindset or they have an abundance mindset. A scarcity mindset has this fixed picture of the world and a fixed picture of resources. The scarcity mindset says, what is mine, I better hold on to it, I better guard it, I better protect it. In other words, it may seem like a positive thing to plan for the future, but the scarcity mindset, if we're not careful, will lead to a negative impact on our heart, where instead of just being safe, we end up being stingy, and we end up ignoring the opportunities God puts in front of us. That's why we've got to begin developing the right mindset, because instead of having a scarcity mindset, we need to build within us the sense of abundance. An abundance mindset says, everything I have is on loan from God. Everything I have, whether it's resources, money, time, health, whatever it may be, it is God himself, and the one that gave it has plenty where it came from. So this abundance mindset says, instead of holding on to it, instead of guarding it in an unhealthy way, I'm going to live my life with an open hand, trusting that God will provide. So it starts with this idea of developing the right mindset, but then the second piece to this is to realize, what is the motivation behind generosity? In Luke chapter 11, Jesus has an encounter with the Pharisees. And the Pharisees on the outside looked amazing. They kept all of the rules. They enacted more rules. They had all of these codes. And yet on the inside, their hearts were hard. In fact, the word picture that Jesus uses towards the end of Luke 11 is that while on the outside it looked like they were doing the right things, on the inside their motivation was tainted. And because of that, their insides, he described like a tomb, a rotten tomb that just stinks and is crazy. And so as we think about this idea of developing an abundance mindset, the motivation behind it matters. The motivation of our heart matters. And so as Jesus is talking about this, he's saying what's in your heart will eventually leak its way out into the rest of your life. And so the motivation of generosity isn't for other people to see us being generous. The motivation of generosity isn't to try to work our way up some social ladder. The motivation of generosity is to join the heart of God and to care about the things that he cares about. And so today, I want you to think about this as we think about taking steps towards generosity. The first two steps are mindset and motivation. And on the next episode that I'm on, we'll talk about steps 3 and 4 in a very practical way. Because truly, what Jesus said is absolutely true. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I want to encourage you to think about cultivating that sense of generosity by taking steps towards it. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.